Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's say good morning to Alderman Brendan Riley from the 42nd Ward, the downtown alderman, of course, at yesterday's city council meeting. And a lot went on there. It wasn't just the city council approving an ordinance involving the Chicago Board of Election Commissioners. There was a lot more. First thing I want to do is get his opinion on that civilian oversight committee that was approved yesterday. I have some questions about that. Alderman, how is this supposed to address our crime problem? I worry about making a tough job even tougher for all of our good cops, and I'm sure as you concur, that's 99.9% of the force.
That's right. That's actually why I voted against the ordinance yesterday. I think it's well-intended. I think we need reform in the police department, but the morale is at an all-time low, and we have all sorts of oversight already in place. Let's improve that rather than add yet another layer of bureaucracy on top, telling these cops how to do their jobs. So obviously that was a minority opinion on the council yesterday, but for those of us who voted no, that really was the rationale.
So what happens with this now? What's next?
This becomes new policy at the police department and the city hall. There has to be a vote. So this will actually be, there'll be an election to hire these people to serve on this commission. That'll happen in 2022. And then this bureaucracy will be formed. It's going to cost taxpayers about $4 to $4.5 million a year, money that I'd rather invest in training and wellness and mental health for officers and their families. So while it isn't necessarily defunding the police, it is diverting funds away that could otherwise be used on officers and training rather than creating a whole new layer of bureaucracy and elected officials, staff, and all that nonsense.
Well, I hope you're wrong about this, and it helps. And anyone who lives in our great city will be hoping for the best there. Let's move on to another topic. Alderman Burnett wants to lift the city ban and let all of our sports venues have wagering windows. Is this thing going to fly?
I'm not sure. You know, in talking with my colleagues, there are mixed opinions on that one. By home rule authority, which by state law allows the city to set some of its own laws, we are actually technically an anti-gambling town. we could have a casino, but we do not allow sports betting in the city of Chicago outside of suburban casinos. So I think that'll be a hotly debated issue. Obviously, there are a lot of folks who would love to have this at United Center, Wrigley Field, but there are a lot of people that are concerned that it'll make it easier for folks who aren't doing so well with their finances to squander their money trying to get ahead. So for me, I'm not a huge fan of expanding gambling in Chicago, but that's a debate that's going to play out over the next couple months, I think.
You brought up something at the city council meeting yesterday, and let's talk about those pedicabs, and you feel it's a nuisance, the people who make their living, about 400 people, drive those pedicabs, and they're accusing you and the city council of going too far, making it virtually impossible for them to survive. Defend your position, and what do you want to have? What do you want to happen here regarding the pedicabs?
Well, first of all, the ordinances that I introduced, there's two. One would remove the amplifier and speakers from the pedicab. So right now, if you see pedicabs downtown, almost all of them have big amplifiers and these speakers, and they're cranking music up. And that's fine during the day, but late at night, that's an issue. What we found, and I introduced these ordinances at the request of the police department, by the way, The police officers are trying to deal with these pedicabs that have now turned into curbside DJs for these illegal curbside drinking and marijuana parties that happen downtown overnight. So the pedicab's not even being used as a mode of transportation. It's being used as a DJ service. And it's creating a lot of problems. We're having gangs doing these parties. They're running into each other and shooting each other. So the pedicabs are part of that. And the bigger problem, though, is that in the River North hospitality area, we're having a dozen of these cabs on one street, and we can't even get an ambulance or a police car through late at night when we're getting calls for service. That's a real issue, too. So one ordinance would have a prohibited zone in River North around the hospitality area where they can't operate overnight. And then the other ordinance would say you can operate in the city of Chicago, but you can't do so with a huge boombox and amplifier under your carriage.
Isn't there already a pedicab prohibition zone downtown? Oops, I think his phone dropped out. Yeah, there's a there's an area, I think it's on Michigan Avenue and also State Street, where pedicabs are prohibited. So is that not being enforced? Or is that just not enough, Alderman? We're talking about the area where pedicabs already are not permitted to go in. Are they enforcing that?
We're not having problems in the zones where they're already prohibited on Michigan Avenue and on State Street. The real issue now is that they're focused intently on the entertainment districts. We're having a lot of crime problems.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of folks coming downtown from different neighborhoods, and they're running into their rivals on the street. Well, these guys are clustering in those exact same areas where we need police attention. So the more cluster we have, the more noise and curbside nonsense we have, the harder it is for the police to maintain order. So again, this is not my own initiative. The 18th District Police Commander asked me for these ordinances, so I introduced them.
Well, yeah, given the crime situation, especially in that area lately, it sounds like a good idea. Let's talk about another means of transportation, and you proposed an ordinance, minimum wage for ride-hailing drivers and a cap on surge pricing. And recently we talked to the head of Midwest Policy for Uber, Robert Kelman. I brought up your ordinance and asked him what he thought. Let's listen to what he said, and then Alderman Riley, you can respond.
First and foremost, the ordinance would be particularly bad for drivers and as a result have, I think, the opposite effect of what Alderman Riley is trying to do. By capping surge in the manner in which he's doing it, you'd actually cut driver earnings by about 20-25%. When you decrease someone's pay, they're less likely to come and work. They probably won't work as much. And so what will happen is we will actually have less drivers than we currently do. So Alderman Riley's ordinance, by pushing drivers out of the system, would actually make it harder for people to get a ride and probably increase prices in the long run as a result. I'd also say to Alderman Riley that this is a temporary problem, and what he has introduced is a permanent solution. And so I think that if we are all patient here, we let the $250 million program do what it's supposed to do, and as more and more drivers come back to the platform, the price issue will diminish and eventually go away.
That's Uber's view. Your turn, Alderman.
Yeah, well, he's a high-priced spokesman, so I'm not surprised to hear that soundbite. They used it in New York City a couple years ago when they lost, and we passed a similar ordinance there. The bottom line is that the rideshare drivers support the ordinance that I've introduced. So that's bunk. He would be correct if we only imposed a cap on surge pricing, but we're doing two things here. Not only are we protecting consumers from this predatory pricing that, by the way, is still in place today, that $250 million program is not working. Drivers are not coming back to work. And there's a fundamental reason why. Uber and Lyft changed the way they pay their drivers 2 years ago. So when they got a whole flood of drivers into the Chicago system, when they first entered the market, they were paying drivers differently and much, much better. Once they got a critical mass of drivers here, they changed the rate of pay. So when you go and get an Uber and they're charging you a ridiculous $100 fare to get home at night, about a third of that, if they're lucky, goes to the driver. If they're lucky. So the rest of that goes to the platform. All they do is connect you with a driver on an app. They're the ones making all the money. So this ordinance actually does two things. It protects the driver and ensures they make a basic wage, which they deserve. It protects us when we get in the car by making sure we're not paying too much on a surge. It also does another thing. It ensures transparency so that when the driver and a passenger in that car together, they both know what the passenger is paying and what the driver is getting paid. Together, they understand what the platform is making. Uber hates that idea. Transparency around their fares, they hate that. But this is modeled off of New York City's ordinance. It's better, I think, because it's better for drivers. And Uber and Lyft are in a real conundrum now. They used to hide behind their drivers like human shields. Oh, if you do this to us, you're going to hurt the drivers. This ordinance actually protects the drivers and the consumer, and Uber doesn't know what to do with it. So I am very much looking forward to them coming and testifying. We're going to talk about their quarterly reports, go through their earnings calls, all the bragging they do about how they're treating their drivers poorly and consumers poorly. We're going to have them held to account for it. But no. Consumers deserve better, and drivers do too.
We just want to get an Uber in less than 5 hours and not pay, you know, $150 for a short trip. Alderman Brendan Riley.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Downtown here with the 42nd Ward, and we appreciate the time. Have a good day, Alderman.
Thanks, Bob.